listen to this. You thought your problem was something. You thought you couldn't get by. You thought you couldn't get through. You thought you couldn't get over. You thought that problem had overtaken you and you would never get out of the situation. You can't let any sickness, you can't let any problem, you can't let any bill, you can't let any situation take God's place as being first place in your life. Amen. Nothing, say nothing.
Nothing.
To take God's place as being first place in my life. That's what you have to decide. That's what you have to live every day.
Amen.
They said, God will take care of it. The prophet said, God will take care of it. They agreed that God will take care of it. You say it. Say, God will take care of it. You say it. Oh, you don't have any problem. I'm so happy. But God's going to take care of mine. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against these people. 23. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. The two companies start fighting each other. That's what God said. Don't start fighting in the church. Fight the good fight of faith and get rid of the devil. Amen. Don't start fighting in your family. Fight the good fight of faith and get rid of the devil. Don't start fighting on your job. Speak the word of God and fight the good fight of faith and watch the situation change. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Somebody should give God some praise in here. You should give him some praise for what he did for Jehoshaphat so long ago, knowing he's going to do even more for you because you have a better, better, better covenant. Shout hallelujah. Come on, children, shout hallelujah. Come on, children, shout hallelujah. Glory to God. And they went out to utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And that's what the devil wants to see in the church. That's what he wants to see in your home. That's what he wants to see in the community. That black on black racial thing. It's of the devil. It's of the devil. If he can get you focused on that, if you can get you to focus on what's not, instead of being thankful for what is, the devil can get an upper hand. Upper hand. Well, I've got a bill that's due and I don't have the money to pay. And I'm focused on how I'm going to pay my bill, how I'm going to pay my bill, how I'm going to pay my bill. You're breathing, aren't you? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got two hands, haven't you? Shout hallelujah. You got a Bible, haven't you? Shout hallelujah. You live in America. Shout hallelujah. You have the ability to make a bill. When Bishop Boucher used to come, you know, he used to come every year. He came to Tupelo last year. Bishop went to hear him. But he said, you know, talk about how poor many places in Africa are. All of them aren't now. They don't show you the opposite, but all of them aren't. But he said, you know, we don't have credit cards and stuff. When we take him out to eat, I never, not once, saw him leave anything on his plate. Because food was precious to them. Clothing were precious to him. First time they came, I took his wife shopping. And I mean, I just got little stuff, what she wanted. And he said, she has never had anybody to treat her so royally. Thank God I live in America. I can go shopping. Hallelujah. I can make the trash can fat if I choose. Hallelujah. Now just throw this in, not part of the message, since I got there. And that, you know, they show the bad parts of Africa. But Reverend Robinson's wife, Benita, is a real princess. She grew up with servants. He said, I'm amazed how she's learning to cook and to do, but she never had to do any of that. So she grew up with servants. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Lost my place. Let me find it again. And they destroyed each other. Listen to this. 24. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. Say, none escaped. None of those devils that are attacking you and harassing you should be able to escape if you'll put the word on it, if you'll put the faith on it, if you'll put God on it. You go through the blood of Jesus, go through the blood of Jesus, go through the blood of Jesus. They can't stand the blood. They can't stand the blood. They can't stand the blood. You get a tough stain on your clothes and you put this on it, it won't come off, and you get something else and come off, and then you get that real thing, it's coming out. Amen. And on the fourth day, listen now. Oh, 25. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Said they had a tsunami.
Yes.
Said they had a tsunami.
Yes.
Said they had a tsunami.
Yes.
I mean, it was in a short time now. It didn't take forever. It didn't take forever for this tsunami to come to pass. It's not going to take forever in your life for your tsunami of good blessings to come to pass if you will listen and obey the word of God. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance, say in abundance, both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves. Ooh, tsunami, tsunami, say tsunami, tsunami. More than they could carry. Jewels, riches, more than they could carry. We've been saying more to come, more than enough. Here's proof. It does happen. Say it does happen.
Yes.
Lift your hands, say, Lord,
Lord,
I receive
it
happening to me.
Yes.
I will obey the voice of your prophet. Some of you kind of slowed down on that. That's all right.